a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
I'm talking about two things, consciousness and energy, energy and consciousness. And I have many people may be like, why don't you just shut up and play your guitar? And I'm like, because I have something to say besides the music. You know, maybe you don't, but I do. I feel that it's my responsibility to share. See, I'm not a get-by person. I'm a person that gets through.
The documentary Carlos spans the decades of music and accomplishments of Carlos Santana, but it really focuses on the human being that has created his own life with a driven spirit and the support of those around him. For the next hour, we'll talk about the film with Carlos Santana and director Rudy Valdez, and we'll hear a lot of music. I'm Ben Fontorres, and welcome to the Carlos Radio Special.
Se Acabo, performed by Santana. Rudy Valdez is an award-winning filmmaker who directed the documentary Carlos.
In every project that I ever do, you know, there are headlines that bring you into a project. And my favorite thing is to sort of wipe those headlines to the side and get to the humanity of it.
The film includes a lot of music, but it focuses on Carlos Santana as a person, and that begins with his family.
It was funny. Yeah, my dad was a really funny person. Great storyteller, you know. He would bring bags of just peanuts, and we'd open them up and eat them. And he'd tell stories, you know, about a tiger. He would just make stuff on the spot. So there was always music and always storytelling and great cooking, because my mom can cook. But they were always checking. You know, my mom was always like a laser, checking my eyes, in everybody's eyes, because she needs your truth, your honesty. You know, she's like a detector. You know, I mean, like, and I appreciate that her impeccable integrity is working in everything that I do. she would say with conviction, "Eso no es para ti," which means that is not for you. And that means cocaine, crack, heroin, all that stuff, you know. But the way she said it, it resonated when I was in high school and I invited to somebody's house and, you know, they, "Hey, man, we just got this from Peru. It's the best," and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, "You can do mine, man. I don't, you know, no, I don't need it." So I'm very grateful that I was reincarnated into a family. They had spiritual values, though they didn't know the word, but they had values and morals and principles.
Jingo, performed by Santana. Carlos Santana's father was a musician, and his influence on Carlos goes deep.
My father has he's still with me all the time. When I'm shaving, I'm looking in my eyes, and, "Hi, Dad." You know, I see him in my eyes, and my mom, too. He taught me to question authority, so has my mom, if it's not enlightened by God. He taught me that in one note, you can captivate the audience. I won so many contests, man, radio contests in Tijuana, just by playing. I was playing Fascination, and then people would look at me, you know. Next thing I know, they gave me the trophy. I'm winning it. So that gave me confidence once I started playing, you know, with Jerry Garcia and Michael Bloomfield. Something gave me confidence that I could captivate and mesmerize an audience, you know. But it's my father who taught me that music is a living spirit and you can captivate people's attention and hearts. You know, it was my dad who taught me that.
You got persuasion.
Persuasion, performed by Santana. I'm Ben Fontorres, and you're listening to the Carlos Radio Special.
We play all the songs that the other radio stations say aren't cool anymore. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back to the Carlos Radio Special. I'm Ben Fontorres.
Bill Graham said the same thing Clive Davis said to me.
Carlos Santana.
He says, you are the perfect child of B.B. King and Tito Puente. And I love both of them. So I'm going to invest, and he did, financially and emotionally in me. You know, I don't think he saw it like that with the rest of my band, but he saw it like that in me, you know. And Clive Davis told me the same thing. He says, Carlos. And I says, yes, Clive. He goes, with you and Whitney, it's my heart. With everybody else, it's a job. So I'm grateful that in this lifetime, in this incarnation, you know, I was able to attract archangels who opened this gigantic door for me, you know. And it gave me confidence, man. I mean, my father gave me confidence, you know. It gave me confidence that I could take a song like Black Magic Woman from Peter Green, which he took from Otis Rush, and put some Wes Montgomery do in octaves, do, like Otis Rush, you know. That's what I do with songs. Whenever I take a song, they collect the royalties, but it's my song now, you know, because when they hear it, they go, well, that's Santana, you know.
Thank you.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Magic Woman, performed by Santana. In the film, Carlos talks about how his mother had future pull. She saw what she wanted in the future and took the steps now to eventually make it reality. Director Rudy Valdez traced how future pull became a tool for Carlos as well.
When we started breaking down future pull, and I love using those little 3x5 cards whenever I'm building something and working on a film. And future pull just started moving everywhere, you know, because it's ever present in him. And I think that, you know, he gives a lot of that credit to his mother, how tenacious she is and how she sort of said, I'm going to take life by the horns and I'm going to keep moving. And I think that there is that inspiration, that motivation that he got from his mother. But I think there's also this thing within Carlos that was just like, I'm going to go out and get it. And, you know, I have a good friend of mine who has this little saying, you can't stop a go-getter. And I think Carlos is evidence of that as well. It's like, I'm, you know, when he talks about when his high school friends are saying, you know, I'm going to go work with my dad here. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. And Carlos, what are you going to do? And Carlos says, I'm going to go play with BB King and I'm going to go. And everyone starts laughing at him. And he says, no, don't laugh. I'm going to do it. And, you know, there's arrogance and there's confidence. And I think confidence mixed with clearly talent and drive and the willingness to sacrifice, like that's a pretty potent combination of things. And, you know, as much as he says his mother is future pull, like he is future pull. Carlos is future pull. And he's somebody that we, like myself, am looking at him and saying, you are my future pull. You are my example of if you do these things and you want it bad enough, you're going to make it happen. You know, Carlos is future pull.
Ladies and gents, turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB product, Getaway Blues from the Refugee Camp.
Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Spanish Harlem. She living the life just like a movie star. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Sign by the judge, and see you later.
Chola, mama, chola, ahora vengo, mama, chola.
East Coast,
ahora vengo, mama, chola, mama, chola, ahora vengo.
Maria, Maria. Spanish Harlem. Oh, oh. She living the life just like a movie star. Oh, Maria, Maria. She fell in love in East LA. I said it to the sound of the guitar. Yeah. Play by Carlos Santana. La favela, loca lotus, the streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise.
North
side.
Jerry Wonder, Mr. Santana, GMB.
Maria Maria, performed by Santana. Carlos has always been a seeker of spiritual guidance, and the documentary follows that journey. In the 1970s, that search led him to Guru Sri Chinmoy.
I was already aspiring, which is a beautiful word. I was already aspiring because everybody around me was dying left and right, ODing on, you know, this and that, and cocaine or heroin or indulgence, you know. And I was like, damn, you know, for me, it's either going to be the needle or it's going to be this. And I hate needles. So I said, I think I better start reading. So I learned about Paramahansa Yogananda. And then my first wife, Deborah, we came to New York and we went guru shopping in New York, right? And the main one that we knew was at the United Nations, conducting meditations at the United Nations, which was Sri Chinmoy. He's the one that said, when the power of love replaces the love for power, man will have a new name, God. You know, they gave it to Jimi Hendrix, but it was actually Sri Chinmoy who said it first, you know? But Sri Chinmoy was a no-nonsense spiritual teacher. You know, it was like, literally it was like West Point or the Marines. You cut your hair, no drugs, no this, no that, bam, you know? You meditate 3 times a day, an hour each time. And so I noticed that my saliva changed. Now, the way I tasted changed, you know, because of the diet and the things that I was reading. All of a sudden, I could go on stage and feel that what I was playing is affecting their hearts. It really, really, you know, again, Eric and I, we talk about this all the time, Eric Clapton, you know, how in one note you can turn people into demons or angels. You know, he said that when he took some acid one time at Berkeley Community Center, you know, and he said that that's what he saw. He plays a note, certain notes a certain way, and people would turn into like little devils, you know, and then he played music a certain way, and then they turn into angels, you know, and I was like, yeah, I've been there. I know what that is like, you know. What's really awesome is when you get a standing ovation from both of them. That's when it's really awesome, man.
Name calling me out. Well, I'm forget about it.
Performed by Santana. I'm Ben Fontoris, and you're listening to the Carlos Radio Special.
There are 26 letters in the English language, but we only care about four of them. W-B-P-M. Which is bizarre because that's not a word that's listed in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Maybe you'll be in the next edition, right? Because you know how they add the new words every year. Yeah, probably next year we'll make it in. We've already put in our request.
Welcome back to the Carlos Radio Special. I'm Ben Fontoris. Rudy Valdez directed the documentary Carlos and saw how important it is to Carlos Santana to play live concerts.
There's a real truth to the connection he has, not only with the guitar and with the music, but with the people. If you get a chance, if you haven't already, to see him live, it's pretty amazing. He's not just somebody up there who could clearly right now just be up there and be like, I've got the hits and I'm going to play you the hits and I'm just going to play the hits and I'm going to get off. He's up there playing. He's connecting with the audience. Feels like he's looking you in the face at times when you're watching him play live. And it's truly amazing.
Carlos Santana.
I was born to do this. I was born to be this. And the energy from the audience is my nutrient, is my element, is my components, is my delicious life. You know, it's not that I need for people to clap for me. I need for my umbilical cord to connect with their hearts, and then you infuse the whole place with electricity. It's called ritual. That's what a ritual is in the beginning of time. Why do people have rituals since the beginning of time? Because you want to meddle up to absoluteness and totality. You want to hug God. That's why. When you don't get a hug from God daily, you become curmudgeon. You know, you don't like yourself. You know, you become pathetic, predictable, and boring, you know. And nobody wants to be that, you know. We want to keep it fresh and vibrant.
We'll be right back.
Carmen Santana.
Soul Sacrifice, performed live at Woodstock by Santana. You're listening to the Carlos Radio Special. I'm Ben Fontouris. Director Rudy Valdez.
People have been trying to make a documentary with Carlos for many, many years. You know, I know producers who've been trying to get him to do a documentary for 10, 20 years because I think that he's always had something important to say. I think that he's always been this symbol of hope and spirituality and music and journey and future pull. Like, I don't think there's ever a bad time to hear that. But I do remember right when we sort of greenlit and started this process, the lockdown happened, and I started talking to Carlos on the phone, and he said, now more than ever, we need something with hope. We need something with beauty. We need something that people can watch and understand that there is humanity in the world and spirituality in the world, and they can live this life.
Carlos Santana.
I'm talking about consistently in this interview that I do, two things, consciousness and energy, energy and consciousness, you know. And I have many people may have like, why don't you just shut up and play your guitar? And I'm like, because I have something to say besides the music. You know, maybe you don't, but I do. I feel that it's my responsibility to share. So I like sharing with the audience a way out of the path to suicide or homicide or genocide. See, I'm not a get-by person. I'm not a survivor person. I don't look at it like that. That's victim mentality. I'm a person that gets through, not kind of gets by. Gets by is kind of like, no, that's not good enough. And with all respect to Muhammad Ali, we don't do the rope-a-dope. That's how you get hurt. That's how you really get hurt. Stand in the middle of the ring and knock the guy out or let the guy knock you out, you know? Because when you stand in the middle of the ring and you knock the guy out, the referee cannot steal the fight from you because you knocked the guy out, you know? If you want to do the rope-a-dope, and when you get punched like that so many times, you're going to pay the price, you know? So what I recommend in music or in life, stand true, stand tall, true, and know that triumph, victory, and glory is already yours. Just give it back to God.
Baby,
Evil Ways, performed by Santana. The Carlos Radio Special was produced by Paul Chuffo for Joyride Media. Our executive producer is Eric Moak. Our associate producer is Andy Kahn. All songs on this program are courtesy of Sony Music Legacy Recordings. Special thanks go to Michael Jensen, Carmelo Piron, Caitlin Chu, Gillian Burrs, Claire Anders. I'm Ben Fontoris. Thanks for listening.